time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Three people were sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Sarah M. Wilcox had pleaded guilty in October to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of a controlled substance. Judge Michael Molt sentenced Wilcox to 6 years in prison, plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon her release. She was credited with 96 days served in jail, and a separate case against her was dismissed per her plea. 41-year-old Sisney resident Jennifer L. Weedman was sentenced to 2 years in prison, along with 1 year of mandatory supervision upon her release. She had admitted to violating her probation in March on account of possession of a controlled substance. Weedman was credited with 122 days served in jail. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Nicholas A. Ewing pleaded guilty yesterday to a count of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine. Ewing was sentenced to 24 months special section probation, plus time served, along with 30 hours of public service work. Several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea, and Ewing was also ordered to pay $1,250 in fines and court costs. More news next.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest. Rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
In other news, Kevin Leonard with the Fairfield Water Department says the boil order that was issued for residents on Cumberland Drive and Whiteside Lane has been lifted. Customers in the area no longer need to boil water to be used for human consumption. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Jack J. Myers was cited for disorderly conduct last night by Wayne County deputies. Deputies responded to a complaint of loud music at his residence, and they were able to hear the music from over 100 yards away. The Sheriff's Department said that it had responded to the residents several times for the same complaint. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently damaged the windshield of a vehicle belonging to Sydney Vaught. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Fairfield Community High School will honor all FCHS graduates currently serving in the United States Armed Forces before tip-off of the varsity boys basketball game this Friday night. In addition, all U.S. Armed Forces veterans will be admitted to the game for free. The school is seeking names and addresses of those currently serving, so people are asked to contact Angie Tucker or Cindy Halley at FCHS with that information. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has canceled this month's meeting of its cancer support group. FMH apologizes for any inconvenience the cancellation may cause, and anyone seeking more information should contact Jessica Turner at 847-8296. The group's next meeting will be held on February 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Medical Arts Complex Education Room, with following meetings also taking place on the second Tuesday of each month. The 99th annual meeting of the White County Farm Bureau will be held at 10:30 a.m. on January 24th at the Farm Bureau building in Carmi. Several officer positions on the board of directors are up for election, including Larry Beck for president, Bryce Williams for vice president, and Jeff Young for secretary treasurer. Director positions up for election include Brad Gates for District 2, Ryan Williams for District 3, and Vance Berzinski for the at-large position. District 1, which includes Burnt Prairie, Mill Shoals, Gray, and Phillips Townships, will be vacant. 2020 nominating committee members are Bryce Williams, Brandon Barbary, and Drew Riley. The meeting will conclude with lunch by Yesterday's Catering. Reservations are requested, and they should be made at the White County Farm Bureau office by this Friday. The TIF committee of the Fairfield City Council met last night with the city's TIF attorney, Dan Shearing, also in attendance. The meeting lasted approximately 2 hours, and the committee discussed the possible abolition of the 10-member Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commission. It was established in 1977 to issue and manage industrial revenue bonds, which are no longer used. In 2018, the commission had expenditures of $84,000, a portion of which was the salary of Executive Director Flo Simpson. If an ordinance abolishing it is passed by the full council, the commission would dissolve at the end of the city's fiscal year on April 30th. Simpson's job description would be updated, and she would continue to be employed by the city. Current commission members are Royce Carter, Jay Edgren, Jay Faye, Joey Hungerford, Megan Berg, Michelle Garner, Preston Matthews, Brian Williams, Mayor Brent McGuire, and Christy Horning. The three-member Fairfield Industrial Trust would remain intact and would not be affected by the ordinance. Shearing then stated that a complete audit of TIF will be conducted by the city's auditor, with results available by the end of the fiscal year. He also mentioned the possibility that the city may owe the TIF fund money from past TIF expenditures. He recommended that all future TIF projects come before the TIF committee for approval before being presented to the full council, and he told the committee not to be afraid to say no. Shearing also stated that the review of prior agreements and the TIF audit may result in the taxing bodies receiving funds. Committee Chairman Brett Cole said the committee will meet twice each month going forward, as the amount of requests for TIF funds has been growing and should be addressed quickly. The next TIF committee meeting will be held next Wednesday, January 15th. The Wayne County Board will meet tomorrow at 7 p.m. with a light agenda. Kaisa Lewis of Gatsby's Gaming is scheduled to speak to the board to begin the night. Lewis will be followed by Lisa Thomason, who will address the board regarding a complaint and dispute with her neighbor. Once the business with guests is completed, the board will move to reports from the Highway Department and various county offices. The only items of new business on the board's agenda deal with discussion on Wayne County trustee resolutions, and those will be followed by committee reports. The agenda does not call for an executive session. Blood supplies typically dwindle this time of year due to seasonal illnesses and the holiday season, according to the American Red Cross. In an effort to replenish supplies, the Red Cross is offering a special promotion through the middle of the month. Spokesman Joe Zidlow says anyone that donates before January 19th will be eligible for a chance to attend the Super Bowl.
Anyone who would come out and donate blood or platelets between now through January the 19th, again, it's not through the end of the month, it's through January 19th, so we'll be entered for a chance to experience the Super Bowl live, win a chance to get two tickets to the Super Bowl coming up in Miami. Of course, that includes tailgate party, tickets to the game, the Super Bowl experience at the Miami Beach Convention Center, round-trip airfare, three-night hotel accommodations at the Alexander. And again, I think we've got about a $500 gift card as well for expenses.
This is a nationwide contest, and RedCross.org indicates it will include a drive in Fairfield next Wednesday. The Community of Christ Church will hold its first blood drive of 2020 on the 15th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in its Family Life Center. The drive will be the January Donorama. Chili will be served to donors, and door prizes will be awarded. Anyone interested in making an appointment should call Diane Vaughn at 838-9873 or visit redcrossblood.org and type in keywords Community of Christ Fairfield. The church will also host drives on March 18th, May 20th, July 22nd, September 23rd, and November 18th. Candidates running for 109th District State Representative will appear in a forum on the campus of Frontier Community College on January 27th. The event is sponsored by FCC, the FCC Student Senate Club, and 9 county farm bureaus across District 109. Participating in the forum will be Democratic candidate John Spencer and Republican candidates Andy Hires and Adam Niemerg. Fairfield's Corey Musgrave dropped out of the representative race last month. The forum will begin at 7 p.m. in FCC's Workforce Development Center, and it's expected to conclude at approximately 9 p.m. No live questions will be taken. Instead, people may email questions ahead of time to FCC Student Senate at iecc.edu. The submission deadline is this Friday, and candidates will not receive the questions in advance of the forum. Anyone seeking more information can email FCC Foundation President Sarah Rush at rushs@iecc.edu. They may also email Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson at danderson@waynecfb.com. Last month was the 18th warmest December on record for Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Temperatures during the first half of the month were about average, but the second half really warmed up, with more than 100 daily high records broken between December 20th and the 31st. And for the second month in a row, precipitation was below normal, says state climatologist Trent Ford.
The majority of the state remains with precipitation deficits of 1 to 2 inches over the last 30 days. This prolonged dry spell has caused soil moisture in streams to descend to near or slightly below normal conditions. Considering the year we just ended and current spring outlooks, the temporary dryness is likely a welcome sight for most.
Ford says the long-term outlook is calling for wetter than normal conditions from February through May. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A report highlighting persistent problems within Illinois' Child Welfare Agency shows 123 children died in the past fiscal year, despite having contact with the Department of Children and Family Services. That's the highest number in roughly 15 years. Of the 123 deaths, 24 were ruled homicides, 37 were considered accidental, 34 were natural, 7 were suicide, and 21 were undetermined. The annual report investigates the deaths of children who came into contact with the state agency within 12 months. Released this month, it covers the fiscal year that ended last June. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's a new year kickoff inventory reduction sale at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Clearance prices on every new 2019 Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Up to $14,000 off F-150, up to $13,000 off Ram, and up to $8,000 off Journeys. Giant savings on over 300 available pre-owned vehicles, over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. Over 50 pre-owned trucks, clearance priced for immediate delivery. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 44. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,785, up 202. The NASDAQ is at 9,139, up 70. February crude oil is at $59.78. That is down $2.90. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need.
87-year-old West Salem resident Donna Joan Moss died on Sunday at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. She was a homemaker. Donna Moss is survived by her husband, Don, daughter Billy Ortiz of Flower Mound, Texas, 4 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and brother Marion Feldman of Texas. A celebration of life service for Donna Moss will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the West Salem Moravian Church. Visitation will be this evening from 6 to 8 o'clock at the church. Burial will be in the Moravian Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Moravian Church. Envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. Infant Paisley Ann Hurley died on Saturday at the Women's Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. Paisley Hurley is survived by her parents, Joseph and Elizabeth Hurley, 4 grandparents, 3 great-grandparents, and several aunts and uncles. Funeral services for Paisley Hurley will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at New Life Apostolic Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10:30 to service time. Burial will be in Melrose Cemetery. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Denton, Texas resident Phyllis Ann Giles died last Wednesday. She was a retired teacher. Phyllis Giles is survived by her son, Bradley, 2 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and 1 brother. Graveside services for Phyllis Giles will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the Oddfellows Cemetery. Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, sunny skies and a high of 45. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 35, and tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 55. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a chance for showers on Friday with a high of 60 and low of 50. A chance for showers again on Saturday with a high of 60 and low of 28. And then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high around 42 with a low around 32.